Hello everyone, this is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. One of the things that we continue to tell everyone is just to make small changes in their diet. It can make a big impact on your overall healthy eating lifestyle. There are so many different diet crazes, weight loss programs or whatever that continually say that they're going to offer big, huge results. And there is no one-size-fits-all solution, and there's no quick fix for losing a few pounds. We shouldn't focus just on losing the pounds. That is a wonderful end result. But we need to focus on adopting a healthier lifestyle. This includes healthier eating, regular physical activity, balancing the calories that you take in with the calories that you're burning. And we get so focused on the weight loss that we don't remember why we're doing it. We want to be healthier. Skinny doesn't always necessarily mean healthier, but thankfully, if you take some of these small, simple steps, hopefully you'll see that weight loss that we all wish we can achieve. But so many diets fail over and over again because they can be too restrictive. No one wants to be so restrictive on what they're eating that you can only have this and nothing like this. It might actually help you lose weight quickly, but it's hard to be consistent and hard to do that long term. You also don't want to make unrealistic goals. Like, oh, I want to lose this amount of weight in such a short span of time. You're only supposed to lose about 1 to 2 pounds a week, but you're still supposed to make sure that you're getting a certain number of calories. We always tell people never ever go under 1200 calories per day, because if nothing else, if you're eating such less food, then it's going to slow or even stop your metabolism. So sometimes people under eating can be just as detrimental as overeating. So just start small. Instead of switching to a diet that's going to have too many limits or requires you to hit all these goals by a specific date, keep it simple. Again, you know, you didn't get this way in a short term, you're not going to lose it in a short term amount of time. So some ways to make small changes, again, just making a few changes every time. Don't get rid of every single treat that you have in your cupboard, because if you deprive yourself, you're more likely to cheat and eventually fail. Reducing portion sizes of some of your unhealthy foods, or just don't eat them as often. Making these small changes to your diet are more likely to help you reach that end goal. Setting those realistic goals that are easier to achieve. Just simply enjoying the experience of eating. Food is fuel for your body. We want you to enjoy it, but we want you to also make sure you're giving your body the good, healthy nutrients that it needs. Part of the way to do that is cooking more meals at home, because that is the place that you can control the ingredients. You can control the portion size. Making these small shifts in the foods that you eat, like switching from whole milk to 1% milk, or drinking more water. Every little bit helps, because it'll help you get to that point where you are able to eat healthy for the long term. Now, again, every time I teach a nutrition workshop, we always refer to the MyPlate guidelines. The U.S. Department of Ag introduced the MyPlate as a new substitute for the food guide pyramid. It's just simply to help people find their eating style. There is a MyPlate app, but the MyPlate encourages everyone to get a variety of foods. Pay attention to those portions and those nutritional values. Avoid foods and drinks with saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars. Start small and gradually build up your healthier eating styles. And turn to other people for support. You know, other people want you to be healthier. Because if you're not able taking care of yourself, then you're not able to take care of the people who depend on you. So some ways to stick with it once you've made some of these changes is we always encourage people in some of our classes to keep a food journal. Write down what you eat or drink every day. Do not skip meals. A lot of people will skip, you know, breakfast or something like that. You need to eat 3 meals a day. If you skip a meal, you're more likely to overload yourself on another time. Eating more fiber and less unhealthy fat. We do encourage people to weigh themselves. Start with your starting weight, even taking a waist measurement with a little tape measure around your waist can help you do that. Spending less time sitting and being making sure that you're being more active. These are just some simple things. There's a lot of different classes that are available in the community, workshops that we have, the Extension Office, exercise classes at the Senior Center or with the Recreation Department. Remember that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Over time, the small changes that you make every day will hopefully help you see a big difference in your health. Even just losing 5 to 7% of your total body weight can reduce your chance of getting a chronic illness. But remember, it takes time to develop new habits. They don't happen overnight. Good luck, and if you need some information, again, always reach out to the Extension Office. Check us out on social media at Person Granville FCS. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.